Secretary of the Lands Commission. Thank you very much for joining us, Ralph. Thank you very much, Frank, for joining us. I believe you're all doing well. Good. Let me start off with you, Frank, because, look, money is very, very important. And once we're talking about home ownership, it means we have to think about how people can acquire their homes. These days, not many people can afford to buy at a go. So we'd have to resort to the banks, okay? Tell us, first of all, what Republic Bank has for those who want to resort to mortgages.
Thank you, and good morning to...
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good morning to our listeners. Republic Bank is one of the best universal bank I should talk about in Ghana, and has structured a package for all income levels to help them acquire their property.
Okay.
Low, middle, and high income. Each one of them. If you have a relationship with Republic Bank, you should be able to acquire your own house, if not immediately, over time. Now, Republic Bank has a number of investment opportunities that one, if your income is low, you'll be able to resort to build up your capital money so that you'll be able to raise the required deposit that you need to be able to acquire your property. The package of the bank is simple. If you acquire a property, the bank will give you 80% of the price of the property, and then you will bring 20%. So if you got a property that is, let's say, 200,000 Ghana cedis, the bank will now give you 80%, and you will bring 40,000. So the bank will give you 160,000, and you will bring 40,000. And this 160,000 Ghana cedis, you will pay it small every month over 20 years.
Okay. Hold on a minute. The bank will give you 80%, and you say, this amount that the bank would give, you pay it small over 20 years.
Yes.
Now, do I get the impression then that your mortgage facilities, you know, the maximum period it can last is 20 years? Okay. And because also, you know, the understanding that we get mostly is that, oh, if you are young, start early.
Exactly.
And you're normally looking at the time that you're likely to go on retirement.
Good.
If you use me, for example, I'll go on retirement before 20 years. But let's say someone who starts work at age 25, he has 35 years to go on retirement. Why can't he get a mortgage facility that would be, say, 30 years at least, maximum?
What the bank has done is in the interest of people who take mortgages, and the advantage that you have as an individual for taking the mortgage at a maximum tenor of 20 years is that you will be able to finish paying and possibly take another facility to buy another one. So there are people who have 2-3 properties because they resorted to mortgage. So you are able to raise your deposit 20%. The bank gives you 80%. Within a maximum tenor of 20 years, or you can also do it in 5 years, you can do it in 10 years, anytime you have money, principal amount to make principal reduction, you have the opportunity to do that. And then you pay off, you take additional money, and then you buy a second one. Again, the existing money that you have taken a loan on, when you reduce the loan balance, you also have ability to take equity. We call it home equity. You're able to liquidate money from it to do your business, to give it to your wife, to also invest it somewhere else, or to use it to buy a second property.
Okay. I'll get to the home equity bit later on, but let's look at it this way. And this morning I asked the question, in a country where people earn 3,000, 5,000, let's look at the reality, realistically. If somebody earns, say, 3,000, what sort of a property or facility can he get when he needs a mortgage for, say, 15 years or 20 years? I want us to be very practical so that people would know what they can do and other avenues that they can use to get, you know, these facilities.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I told you, I mentioned that Republic Bank has structured its product in such a way that every income level can assess, including those who earn 3,000. Now, if you earn 3,000, the 3,000 can qualify you for X amount of money. That amount may not be able to give you enough to buy a house. So what you do is that we have a product called land mortgage. So that money can qualify you to buy land. And then you get a good land, and then you keep paying for the loan. When you have reduced your balance significantly, you will give you another loan, too, which is construction loan. Then you use that to start the construction of the house. Mm. So, for example, we have two products I want to talk about now. We have one that is a commercial rate, and then we have one in collaboration with the government of Ghana. And this collaboration with government of Ghana is purposely targeted at the low-income group because we know that some of the public and civil servants, their incomes are not as high as other groups in society. So, for example, we are working on an interest rate of about 8.5%. A single digit interest rate under the collaboration with government of Ghana. And if somebody earns 3,000 Ghana cedis, you can qualify as much as 170,000 Ghana cedis.
Okay.
You understand?
170,000.
Okay. And with that 170,000, it can do a lot. Okay. And then if you come under the commercial rate, you could earn as much as 122,000 with a 3,000. All because the interest rate is competitive. One, the beautiful thing about all this is that at Republic Bank, when the mortgage is booked, the interest rate given you does not change.
Okay.
It's one of the most beautiful things, unlike the other banks. The other banks, when the mortgage is booked and the interest rate is now 8.5%, when interest rate shoots up to 30%, your interest rate will go to 30%, and you realize that your salary may not be enough to even service the loan.
Mm.
But here, when the mortgage is booked, your interest rate remains the same. And what that means is this. Your repayment, the amount that you're paying at the end of every month, remain constant. Whilst over the years, or over time, your income will be increasing. So if you were paying, let's say, 1,000 Ghana cedis this year, next year you'll be paying 1,000, but your income, which used to be, let's say, 2,500, would have gone up to 3,000. So in 5, 6, 7 years' time, that money you were paying you will be a peanut, and you have a bigger disposable income.
Okay. That's good to know. But you talked about something that I'm interested in, and I'm sure our listeners will be interested in also.
Good.
You talked about the fact that, look, if you earn, you know, 3,000, or you can actually get a land mortgage.
Exactly so.
And after that, after some time, you could then get the construction on. I want us to explain this. Okay. So when I come for a land mortgage, for instance, and I start repayment, after how many years would I qualify for a construction mortgage?
It's just about how you are able to reduce your loan amount. But we estimate that in 5 years, you would have reduced it drastically. But sometimes people are able to get some other side income, and they compress down the loan. And so all things being equal, in a maximum of 5 years, you should be able to come back, take construction loan to start the construction. And what we advise is that in such a situation, you have to develop incrementally. You don't just go about taking a loan and develop 4-bedroom, 2-story. You can decide to have 1-bedroom, living, dining, with all the facilities. And then as you progress, or as your income increases, you add on. You add 2, you add a 3rd bedroom, and before you are aware, you have the 4-bedroom house standing.
Before I get to Surveyor Hocke, you've made a point about, you know, the development. You know, some people say small is beautiful. Others do say, if you want to build a house at once. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. So why do you say we develop gradually? Why is that important?
So the incremental development is to get the increment.
Yeah, go ahead.
The incremental development is to help you build without stress, build within your income, build within with your resources. Okay, because seriously, we all would love to be living in cantonments of Laboni, but you cannot afford it. We all want to be living in a five-bedroom house. You have one room as your study. You are tired, you're living in your room. You go to another room and rest. But you cannot afford it. So you cut your coat according to your size. And then you get something for yourself, your family. Then that's where you begin. But one of the reasons why it's so important for people or people to look at mortgage instead of rent is this. When you rent a property, first year you pay your rent. In Ghana, most of the time, you take a one-year advance. That one-year advance, if you were paying 1,000 Ghana cedis, that would be 12,000 Ghana. That, if you worked a little bit, could have been enough for your deposit. But you pay the 1 year to the landlord, and at the end of the year, that money is gone. So you need to cough up another maybe 12,000 again. And when that continues for 3 years, you would have paid 36,000 and that is all gone. But if you had taken a mortgage from the first year, by the third year, the value of the property you acquired, which was let's say 200,000, would have increased or risen to about 300,000. And that's where the equity comes in. Meanwhile, your mortgage balance would have come down to maybe 150,000. What that means is that you are rich by 150,000 by just taking a mortgage.
Okay. Good point. I'll come back to you because I'm interested in the home equity. But let's get to land, okay? And thank you very much, Frank Opong-Yeboa, who is a manager in charge of mortgage here at Republic Bank. Surveyor Hockey, you are the acting deputy executive secretary of the Lands Commission.
Yes, sir.
The problem we have in this country is land. In fact, I was surprised to find out that today there are even real estate companies, because the assumption would be that, oh, as for the estate companies, they are okay. But they even have land guards. There are estate companies that have land guards. You go, you meet them there. They've been giving lands. They will be giving money to build houses, and they protect the land. First of all, in acquiring a land, what should you look out for?
In acquiring land, I've always told people that the key thing to do is to make sure you carry out due diligence. And that involves visiting the land, that involves asking for the site plan and contacting Lands Commission, conducting a search and doing other necessary things like asking around, especially if the person who is selling the land to you has no document in the Lands Commission. You need to generally ask information around so that you are sure you are dealing with the right person, and so that your hard-earned money will not go waste. Because Ghana is an environment that about 80% of the land are customary lands. And so family lands, stools, skin lands, individual lands, a mixed bag of all that. And so if you are purchasing land or acquiring land from people and you don't conduct the necessary search, and I tell people buying land is not like just buying a perishable product like tomato. That's what we always do. Buying land is something that is fixed in location that you are going to depend on for, you know, a long time. So you need to make sure you get it right. And from the finances issues that you are discussing, it involves a lot of money. And so you need to be sure that you do the necessary due diligence so that you don't buy the wrong land. The problem is that sometimes people do not do the simple due diligence. They buy the wrong land and they find themselves in unexpected litigation.
Okay. The due diligence that you talk about, and it's one of the words we use a lot in Ghana. Oh, you need to do due diligence. Okay. How long would it take me? Let's say I'm going to buy a land and I come to Lands Commission. I want to search. I want to be sure that this land that I'm purchasing actually belongs to the person who's granting it to me. How long would it take me?
Depending on the type of land, it can be as simple as a day's information. And sometimes, if there are a lot of complexities around it, it may take a little while, like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month. Okay, now when you apply to the Lands Commission, we give you, in Accra, we give you a maximum of a month to get the information. But in elsewhere, like Ho, like Wa, like other things, sometimes you walk to the office, within that same day, they will give you information as to what is happening on the land.
Why is it difficult in Accra? I'm just curious.
Oh, so the sheer population and volume of work and the things that you need to check, because Accra is the most active land market. A lot of things go on here. So, but sometimes it depends on the particular land you are dealing with. The records may not be easily available, so they need to check and be very sure to give you the right information.
Because I know of a situation, in talking about lands, I know that in a place like Ho, two people were fighting over a land. When they went to search the land, it was in the name of another person.
Yes.
Who probably is forgotten that he has land there. And but for the fight, which led to this person remembering that, oh, I bought this land years ago, he probably wouldn't have known. In Accra, the situation may have been different. These days, they tell you that, Masa, if I give you the land, start building. I'll get a man to protect the land for you, and then you build.
Section 12 of the Land Act 1036, 2020, has outlawed land gardening. What we all need to do is to make sure that the law works. It's a criminal offense for people, especially if you don't have interest in the land, to recruit people to do those kind of things, recruit militia, personal militia, to harm people, to do all those things. The law in Section 12 has outlawed it, and you can go to jail up to a maximum of 15 years. Indeed, the fine aspect has been taken out of that section. So what it means is that as a people, we all must comply with the law and make sure that the law works so that there is sanity. If you have issues like that, we should run to the law enforcement agencies to make sure that the law is working and people are not doing. And then it's also an offense for somebody to engage in double sale or to sell land which doesn't belong to you. So that one is a national problem, societal problem that we all must help so that the law works and the law always takes its course.
Okay, so I know that in some regions they don't have land titles, but in Accra you can get land titles. People normally are giving indenture and that is the end of it. So oh, this is the indenture, he takes it, she takes it, end of business. How safe are you with an indenture when it comes to land ownership?
Let me take a cue from the example you gave in Ho. So you see, the person registered, he even forgot, but Lands Commission records didn't forget. Mm-hmm. So your best assurance is to make sure that when you acquire land and you are given indenture, you run to the Lands Commission to come and carry out the registration. If you do the registration, it is there and it will serve as notice to the whole world. If you don't do the registration, and unfortunately, somebody goes behind the one who sold it to you and sell it to another person, though it's illegal, when it comes to Lands Commission, we will not know. There will be nothing for us to see that you were the first to buy it. So we may go ahead and register for the second person who has bought it, and it will be, and then before you can disentangle yourself from that problem, you will have to go to court. That is why, and a lot of people have indentures in their houses. They buy the indentures, they don't want to go through the process, and they are there, and then tomorrow they come, I was the first to buy it. I bought it 15 years ago. I bought it 20 years ago. But you could have walked to Lands Commission to register so that the records will be the sure testimony in your favor. So that is why. So, and then let me also correct this. Don't say land title. Yes, land title, properly so-called, is in Accra and Ashanti region, Kumasi, and portion of the central region. But the deeds is equally as good as the title, because the challenges that was with the deed was the nature of the site plan that brought all manner of problems. But now, with the various laws, LI 1444, which makes sure that every site plan that is attached to an instrument for registration is approved by the director of service or his rep, site plans are as good. So deeds are equally very good, and the banks work with it.
Okay. Now, there's a trend these days, okay? When you want to buy land, you ask for, you know, the site plan and everything, so you could do the search. Many of these people start by telling you that, oh, when you finish paying, I'll make it available to you. And by the time you finish paying and you're going to search, that's the end of the day, only to realize that the person who sold the land to you was probably not the owner. For that situation, what do you advise be done?
I always tell people that anybody who is a bona fide owner and is selling land will be comfortable and free to give you his site plan for you to go and conduct a search. Anytime somebody is giving out land or selling land and he is unwilling to give you the site plan to go and do the necessary due diligence, it means that there is a problem. He is hiding something. If you are the owner and the whole wide world, your document is in lands registered, you will be open and you will be comfortable to give out the site plan so that the person can do the necessary checks and assure himself that the money I'm parting with to this person, I'm doing the right thing. So I will advise people that if somebody is afraid to give you the site plan and he's hurriedly selling it to you and wants you to pay the money quick, it's a risk. It's a red flag, and you better avoid it so that you don't lose your hard-earned money.
In effect, you shouldn't do that kind of system where they say that, oh, you start building, we'll regularize everything.
No, that is wrong.
You see, that's how it works in Accra.
Because, you see, even if you have title, you will need to process your permit before you carry out construction. It is wrong to just get onto the land and start building.
Okay.
Because you'll be breaching the laws of the assembly.
I get that, but they say that, oh, in Accra, that's how you build. Senior, you start a building, eh? You go and regularize the permits later on. As for the fine, oh, you work something. You say we shouldn't listen to them.
We should not, because if you happen to go and build on the land, and then it happens that it is somebody's land, the person has document on it, you've gone to buy litigation. And I can give you a short, interesting story of a state institution who mistakenly went to show somebody's land, not in here, it happened in Upper West region, went to build, they went to show the contractor somebody's land. They had a land nearby, but they just sent one of their boys who were not sure, and the contractor just started quickly and started construction, raised the foundation before they realized. They has to go through a lot of ADR process so that the private person will go and take another land. If he had refused, that institution would have lost all the investment they do. So building is different from just buying a perishable product somewhere which you can easily throw away that wouldn't cost you much. Okay. Take your time and let's do the due diligence and go through the right process.
Now, there are a lot of questions coming in already, and I'll get you to answer this question after the break. But this one says, is there a lands commission in the Volta region, Akachi to be precise, where we can register lands and get title? I'll get you to address that one. But keep your questions also coming. You can join us on X, use the hashtag JoySMS. Then on WhatsApp, 055-1111-997. And this morning, we're having a conversation about home ownership, okay? Right from, land trap to eventually getting that dream home that you want. And this morning, we've been joined by the manager in charge of mortgage administration at Republic Bank, Frank Opong Yeboah, and Surveyor Ralph Hocker, who is acting deputy executive secretary of the Lands Commission. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
When I wake up in the morning, I've brought
questions this morning. I'm told that there are some beneficiaries of, your mortgage facilities. And it'll be nice to hear from them so they can share their experiences. And let's get to hear from you. Just tell us your name and you go ahead with the experience.
Hi. Hello. Good morning. My name is Esi Bedai. And about 2 years ago, I went through the process of acquiring the land mortgage. And so I'm happy to announce that I am a landowner. The process was very easy. And the staff were also very supportive. And one thing I appreciated about the process was the fact that on my own, I wouldn't have known necessarily the documentation that I would need to protect my interest in the land. And so they guided me throughout the process, what I needed when it came to the search, the indenture, and all of that. And so that is one thing that I appreciated about the process, that through the bank, I also got to protect my own interest. Of course, working with qualified surveyors, as provided by the bank. And so that was 2 years ago. I'm 2 years into the repayment. And so within the next 3 years, the 5 years would be done, and then we'd move on to the next stage of the developmental process. So I want to let the public know that, yes, it is true, Republic Bank, the facilities are definitely there. So if you want to start with the land mortgage instead of the property mortgage, then you can start with the land mortgage. You can trust the staff. You can trust that your interest will definitely be protected, because they'll take you through everything that you need right from beginning all the way to disbursement. So thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, next person.
All right, good morning.
Good morning,
I'm Emmanuel Kufufie. I have benefited from the home completion mortgage. And I must say, today I'm a proud owner of a 4-bedroom house. Yeah. The process was seamless. I mean, from the application stage through to approval to disbursement, there was effective communication from the team. And then the guide was also through. Turnaround time was quick, and professionalism was showcased. I'm a proud owner. And I entreat everyone to come to Republic Bank. Don't go to any other bank, please. Come to Republic Bank for exceptional experience.
Thank you. And I like how you say it. I mean, the emphasis on proud is key. We're a proud owner. Yes, next person, please.
Yes, Winston. My name is Conlan Swaka. Yes, and of course, as has been discussed, in this country, assessing mortgages, appears quite a hectic one. So I was quite fascinated when I went to Republic Bank, and the process was just so simple. I have attempted to acquire properties on my own, but due to litigation, 2 times I had to lose all of them to other people. So coming to Republic Bank and seeing that the process was that simple, seamless, and very convenient, I was actually surprised. Currently, I own 2-bedroom house in a favorable location in Accra here, and I am grateful to Republic Bank for the opportunity that it is giving people like young Ghanaians like us to be able to own properties in Accra. So I went to the team. You know, they have a dedicated unit at the head office, the hub. We call it Mortgage Hub. And you meet an exceptional group of professionals who walk you through the process and guide you along the way. The fascinating thing is that the struggles that most of us go through with searches and registration, all that is shifted to the bank. And that is the convenience that give us. And some of us, we are very happy for the experience. Thank you very much.
So now you can upgrade.
Exactly.
From 2-bedroom, I like that.
Exactly.
You should upgrade.
Expand the whole property.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
So let me get to a lot of the questions also. And before I get to you, Frank, because I have a lot of questions for you. But Surveyor Hoke, somebody says, Akachi, is there a lands commission office? Can he register a land and get a title?
Not yet, but we are working very hard to extend offices to all the districts. But we are not there yet. But however, we are online in Ho. So if you want to seek for services like a search, all you need to do is you go to www.onlineservices.lc.gov.gh. Then you link to the Ho office. You pay your search fee, you upload your site plan, and then the information will be processed in the whole office and sent to you. So sitting in front of your computer, you can use your mobile money to pay, you can get the service of a search so that you are sure as part of the due diligence before you pay for the land. And okay. We are in 10 regions. We are moving very swiftly, and very soon we'll cover the whole country, so that if you are sitting in Accra and you want to buy land in your hometown somewhere, let's say Upper West region or Upper East region, all they need to do is to just forward the site plan to you. You can do your necessary search, and then you are sure before you carry out the registration or payment and anything like that.
What's the website again?
www.onlineservices.lc.gov.gh.
Onlineservices.lc.gov.gh. Okay. Now, there's a question for you. Frank says, Winston, ask them if they can buy the mortgage from another bank. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we can buy.
You can buy the mortgage from another bank.
Yes, we can buy a mortgage from another bank.
Oh, okay.
It's very simple.
Okay.
All that he's got to do is to approach us and let us know the balance of loan he has with the other bank. We will do the assessment, write to the bank, we pay them off, and then we give him a mortgage facility to run.
Oh, good. This question says, please ask them whether one can access any of their mortgage packages if their salaries don't go through Republic Bank as a salaried worker. I just moved my account to another bank. Oh, if I knew about their mortgage stuff, I would have taken my salary account.
Ask him to bring it back.
It should bring it to you.
It should bring it back.
Okay.
It's important you have your salary with us, because you're going to have a long-term relationship with us, you know, for about 10, 15, 20 years. And if you have your salary with us, the mortgage repayment becomes automatic. The salary hits your account and we pick it. But if you don't have your account with us, what it means is that at the end of every month, you have to move money from where you are into Republic Bank. And that can create a bit of repayment fatigue. So it is always ideal to have the account with the bank so that the repayment is picked at the end of the bank and then you don't have any hassle.
Okay, so this person has asked me to get your number for them, but it's better everybody gets your number. So if they want to reach you, the one who says whether you can get a mortgage from another bank, so we'll share those numbers. But there are loads of messages. Okay, it says, please ask the Lands Commission boss how two or more people can have land title to one land. Ralph.
Well, it's we'll need to look at it, but mm-hmm. It's very hard for it to happen. And I'm saying so because, for all you know, one certificate may have been cancelled, and because when we write to you that something happened or there is an error, so your certificate no longer holds, and you don't bring it back, we ask you to bring it back, we will cancel it. It may not be in the records again. Then another one can be registered there. The person may be holding it, but it will be an empty certificate. That is why you need to conduct your search to find out. And, well, it's a human thing. That's why we are quickly getting into the digital environment. Something may have happened, but I want to say that it hardly happens in that situation.
Okay.
Now, but sometimes there can be a judgment, mm-hmm. and that may have canceled somebody's certificate. And so, in the records, the final report is the records of the Lands Commission. And then another judgment may have been instated in that place.
Okay.
And the person could get another certificate.
Now, Efua in Accra says, I bought a land at Ajenkutuku from a gun chief. I tried registering and I was told it is in the Eastern region. I sent it to the Eastern region for registration and I was asked to get a new site plan that indicates it's in the Eastern region. How do I get the chief to accept that it is in the Eastern region so he has to give me another indenture?
So political boundaries has nothing to do with ownership boundaries. So permit me, somebody can be a guy and his land extends to Eastern region. Or somebody is a chief in Eastern region, his land may extend into Greater Accra region. Your land is your land, but per the political demarcations, it may fall in another region. So the site plan must always be done, as surveyors are always told, to reflect the region and the district that you are in, so that there is consistency. So that is what may have happened. So he must understand. When he goes down to explain very well to him, or he can get surveyors to explain to him and then he will know that there is nothing wrong with his land, just that per the political demarcation of the country, it falls in another region. It's very common across the country.
Okay. Now, this one says, good morning. I bought a land from my work association. I have been giving the land documents. Do I have to still go and register the land?
Yes. Your self-association, your organization has bought land for you. First, the organization should have registered what we'll call the mother document, because the association, in its name, has bought it for the benefit of the entire staff association. But individually, they must give you subleases or other documents to individuals, and you must register. So that's why we say a land contains a bundle of rights. One piece of land, somebody can have a freehold interest. Somebody may have a lease. Somebody may have a sublease. Somebody will have a mortgage on it if the bankers can. So one piece of land can have all these bundle of rights within it. That is why you always need to ask questions and check and make sure you do that. So the person should run to our offices and we'll help him to register the land so that it will now be in his name beyond the staff association. It will that particular plot will specifically be in his name so that he can go to Republic Bank to go and then transact mortgage agreement with the bank.
Okay. Now, Nainosu says, one, what conditions must a landowner meet before he can sell off his land? Is the indenture alone enough?
Landowners, so this landowner is an individual. But even general landowners are expected to register by law their land so that the entire land ownership, allodia interest, is registered. And we are encouraging landowners to do that. But an individual who acquires land or purchases land, you need an indenture, you need a site plan before you can go through the process. Because the site plan first, the indenture, which would describe the site plan, and then execution by the landowner and you, the grantor. The grantor and the grantee, must all be done to meet the standard, must be signed by a lawyer to be sure that there are no unconscionable terms, that the terms within the lease are fair to all parties. And we always urge people, make sure you read the indenture. A lot of people take indentures, they never read it. They don't know what is in it until certain covenants within the indenture goes against them, and then they become surprised. So indenture is a serious agreement that lessees, both lessees and lessors, or grantor, grantee, you need to read it very well and agree to it before appending your signatures to it.
Okay. Now has a second question. I don't know if you can answer this. It says, why does it take such a long time, over 1 year in most cases, to get a building permit from the assemblies? I'm sure that's one thing that we'll pick up with the assemblies. But this one says, please, my name is Samuel. I have a deed since 1976, yet someone was able to get a title on my land in 2019.
Okay, it shouldn't have happened, but I can explain. You know, if it is in Greater Accra, before we merged, we were independent institutions, so few things happened. You know, land title was independent, survey department was independent. Now, land registration division, survey division. So now we are all together and even on the same digital platform. But when land title became operational in Greater Accra, all deeds were supposed to register on the title. But some didn't do it. And somehow, because we were not together, some may have gone through. But I think he can bring it up for further interrogation at the Lands Commission.
902 again says, what is the process for getting your land registered? How long does it take? How much does it cost?
Okay, so time frame, turnaround time, we are working hard. We keep improving the turnaround time. if there is nothing wrong with your land, maybe maximum of within 6 months to be registered. But sometimes there are issues. That is what makes it, because a small portion of your land may conflict with somebody's site plan, which will be in the records, and so you have to go through arbitration, some ADR process to resolve all that. That is what makes it. But we are, Lands Commission has set for itself a turnaround time. We are aiming to work towards 1 month to make sure people get their tasks. But let me say that in other regions, Greater Accra share population, a lot of challenges, litigation, and things. Sometimes it takes a lot. But the regions, let's say Volta region, some other regions, you go there within 3 weeks, within 1 month, you get your document registered for you. The price depends on the type of land you are registering. Okay, so if it is, it depends on the size, and then if you want to add, if it is registration properly, so-called, because activities like site plan, activities like stamp duty are all described as pre-registration activities. That people always lump them together because stamp duty can never be the same. Well, somebody's land is at cantonments. Maybe my land is far away, let's say, for example, Adan. Okay, the stamp duty there and the stamp duty here is not, and the type of document, if it is assignment, the law says 1% of the value of the land should be paid as stamp duty. If it is a lease, it's just a minimal figure, even less than, let's say, 1,000 cedis. So all that is why sometimes it's difficult to just state that. But if it is in Accra here, registration properly, so called, after you've done stamp duty, site plan, and all things, the registration fee is just, I think, about 15,000 or something. 1,500, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, 1,500, not...
Now, final question to you, Ralph, says, please ask the man for me that if I buy a land in Accra and get a Greater Accra Regional Land Surveyor signing my indenture, does it validate my land as a new owner?
First of all, the license, the regional surveyor doesn't sign indenture. The only thing the surveyor will sign is the site plan, because it must be an approved site plan. A licensed surveyor does it, it must be approved by the regional surveyor, because site plan has created a lot of problems in the past. And so now a lot of effort go into it to make sure that the proper site plan is done. So the indenture must be signed by a lawyer, because it gives some credence that all the covenants are up to legal standards. That is why we have that requirement. And then the other necessary. So the site plan is signed, the indenture is also signed by lawyer, and then executed by the parties before it can be accepted for processing.
Okay. Now, let me get to you, Frank, and this message that says, I just want to say a big thank you. Assessing my home equity mortgage with Republic Bank was the smoothest banking experience I've had. Your staff were patient, professional, and made everything so easy to understand. There was clear communication at every step and no hidden surprises. I'm grateful for your support in helping me achieve this milestone. Republic Bank Ghana has earned a loyal customer in me. And you can take the advantage to talk about the home equity mortgage that you talked about earlier. Explain that.
Okay, so thank you very much. And thank him for the good comments. So what we were talking about is that when you acquire property, over a period, the property appreciates in value. Let's say you took 200,000 Ghana CD facility, and after 3 years or 5 years, the value of the property is 500,000. You would have reduced your loan to maybe 100,000. At that time, the value less the loan balance is equity that you have built in the property by taking the mortgage, okay, which is 400,000 Ghana CDs. Now, if we were to sold the property today, or if we were to sell the property today, you would have accrued 500,000 and pay your loan and have the 400,000. But one advantage that you can take with that is you can come back to the bank and say that I have 400,000 equity in this property. Give me 200,000 Ghana cedis, and the bank will give that to you. And you can use that to buy another property, buy another land, do another business, or do other things. That's what we say, that when you take the mortgage, it's a source of wealth creation for you as a family.
You see why I'm smiling? That's a good one. When we return after these messages, I'll share your numbers.
Thank you.
Sure there are many people who would want to get into the home equity scheme. That's a very good one, okay? But before we do so, if you need fuel, make the smart stop at Star Oil, Ghana's largest oil marketing company. With over 240 stations nationwide, Star Oil gives you high-quality fuel, great service, and real value for money. And this is why many Ghanaians are switching to Star Oil. And with a Star card, you can enjoy safe, cashless fueling and easy expense tracking. So wherever you go, choose Star Oil for your quality and affordable fuel. But you know, for 13 years, Adansi Travel has created unforgettable journeys, lifelong memories for thousands of travelers around the world. So this August, it's your turn. Experience the excitement of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Malaysia, Bali, Singapore, Thailand, Nairobi, and Zanzibar with exciting 13th anniversary tour packages. Book today by calling 0595-500-817 or 0531-8550. Visit adansitravels.com. Adansi Travels at 13. Feel the joy. But you see, if you're planning for the future, it begins with the decisions you make today. Save and invest early with EDC to build wealth and retire comfortably. One clear sign, okay, of financial growth is when your money starts working for you through steady returns and long-term wealth creation. With EDC, you get professional fund management. You also get flexible investment options, the potential for higher returns than ordinary savings, and financial security for retirement and future goals. Your financial independence is possible with EDC. Sign up today for inquiries. Please call 0302-610-400 and then WhatsApp on 0509-268-414. So these are the numbers. The Accra Mortgage Hub is 0540-109-649. That's 0540-109-649. And then in Kumasi is 0540-109-901. You can also email them myhome@republicghana.com. Stay with us when we return. More of your messages here on the Super Morning Show, where this morning we're bringing the show to you live from the head office of Republic Bank. We're having a conversation about the home ownership battle, from rent trap to land wars to your own front door. I like the front door bit. We'll be right back.
Something big is coming. The Joy News. Happy.